Holy Father, we thank you this morning for freedom and liberty to declare the whole counsel of God. As a dying man before dying men and women, eternity-bound souls are headed toward the judgment day and headed toward that soon and imminent return of our Savior. We want to be ready to go when you come. You said the bride hath made herself ready, showing that there must be some things needed to be done that weren't done to make her ready. Help us all as a wise bride of thine to be ready, and our garments spotless and pure and clean and white, that we'll be chaste virgins, espoused to one husband, presented to our Lord Jesus Christ at that great day. Every lost soul in this place, Lord, touch their hearts and soul-saving power. May they know before they leave here today the joy of thy salvation and redemption through the blood that delivers us from sin and sets us free, that we do not have to be servants of sin any longer. We know this is in the merits of the power of your soul-saving gospel, for which we're so thankful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. All glory to your name, Son of God. We're glad that the gospel has good news in it, for even the gospel means good news. And we thank you this morning for what you have wrought and what you are now working in our hearts and giving us, Lord God of heaven, your word to help us to shape up and to straighten up our lives to be ready for your soon imminent return, and also to help those who have been polluted and contaminated by false doctrines and deceitful doctrines of the Nicolaitans and Balaam doctrine and Jezebel doctrine and doctrine, oh God, that is so corrupt and defiling and mind perverting and twisting. God of heaven, we help, pray we this day to help us to get our doctrine straightened out and our lives straightened out so that we'll be able to go up when you come, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Lord, we thank you for your word. We gave it straight. We know, Lord, that the blood of the souls of these people is on my hands if I don't tell it like your word said it. If I give them false hopes and give them excuses and condone sin and justify it and make loopholes for it, then you would not be favorable toward your servant. I want your favor more than anybody else's. Though I thank you what favor you have given me with these your children, and since you gave it, I accept it. But Lord, we're not here to butter people up. We're not here to just brush the fur the right way. We're not here to go around and backslapping, petting people on the back. We're here, Lord God, have not even to pet sin on the back. We're here to cry out against it because we know the price that you had to pay to deliver us from it. And we pray this morning, Lord, that those who have not yet been delivered will find how powerful you are in setting them free from their sins, will come this day longing for a deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, though we've given some high doctrines and tidings to your children, we know those who are right can amen it. Those who are wrong, it'll smart and grieve them. But may they grieve enough to repent and turn from it and forsake that sin of which you have given them space to repent. We ask you to move mightily in the service to follow and give us a great in harvest and in gathering of souls. And many of the saints of God will get moving up into you and abhor that which is evil and turn from the sin and forsake it and get cleansed and restored and revived and, Lord, blessed and used of thee to bring others into the family of God. This we pray in the high and the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word, I thank you for your spirit. I'm glad, Lord God of heaven, that your intercessory ministry of your Son has helped us marvelously, helped us on our journey to this hour. And we're believing him in that intercessory role as our advocate with thee, Father, will continue until we hear the sound of the trumpet, until we hear you say, come up hither, where we may enter into the joys of the Lord to be forever with thee. We ask for those who are not saved, those who are away from you, those who are disconnected from you, that this day would be a reconciling, restoring day, where they'd be brought back to veiled union with thee through the intercessory ministry of our Savior, and he represent himself in the church with intercessors among the redeemed and the blood-bought and the saints of God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing a great day of revival to this church. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, sanctify thy truth to our hearts. In the name of thy Son, Jesus, we know that we have something to do with whether we're going to be in that first group or that second group. Dear Lord, you made plenty of provisions to get us ready for the first group, and we thank you for them. By your grace, we will avail ourselves of these means that you have provided to get us ready and to keep us ready, so that we'll not have to go the second course way of being beheaded for our testimony to your saving grace and for our proclamation of your word faithfully. Thank you for those who did not flinch, but would rather lay down their lives than to deny you on the earth. Lord, we know if it takes that then, surely, Lord, you can give us a backbone now that we will give our testimony and proclaim your word faithfully to help everybody we can to get into the family of God and into the ark of safety before the door of mercy is forever shut. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father, we commend these people unto thee and to the word of thy grace that is able to build us up and give us an inheritance among all of them that are sanctified by faith that is in thee. Watch over us all and keep us clean and keep us close and keep us true to thee. We rely on you, Lord, and your effective means of making us what you want us to be ready for our Lord's return. May everyone, Lord God, this morning who has come, have found some help to their soul, enlightenment to their understanding, and most of all, Lord, comfort to know that we will not have to go through those awesome, terrible, disastrous tribulation days when we see that gory time when the lives of so many will be taken from them in such a cruel and a heartless way. Thank you, Lord, that you've not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation or deliverance by our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please close your eyes and bow your head with me in a prayer as we conclude today. Father, it's been wonderful to share fellowship with your children, your ransomed children, your blood-bought people. Oh, we thank you for every one of them, Lord, that thou was washed from their sins in your own precious blood. You made them clean. And we thank you that you have provided also deliverances from the tempter and from Satan and sin, so that you shall deliver us from every evil work and preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. We know you won't need the tribulation to do it. You won't need death to do it. You won't need the Antichrist and the unleashing of the forces of demon spirits to correct us and whip us to get us in line. You surely are not going to use the devil to straighten out your church as the mid-tribulers and post-tribulers try to pawn off on us in an ignorant manner. Lord, we know you're able to take care of the church yourself and straighten things out that are not right and clean up those who are not cleaned up and get us ready yourself by your Holy Spirit, by your word, by your ministers. And Lord God of heaven, you have a marvelous, marvelous way of preparing our hearts for your coming, and whatever method and means that you use to turn us back to yourself, to clean us up, and to get us ready. Lord, always we thank you for the blood that is our cleansing. Help us to trust in the blood today, not only to get clean, but to stay clean. And then not only to stay clean, but even to be able to overcome. You said we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony. Help us to make much of the blood. For we know that, Lord, you purchased us with your precious blood, and we thank you for having done it. Now we commit into your care and keeping all of these thy people, that we'll have your journey mercy throughout this life, and on the end on the sunny shores of sweet deliverance to be forever with you, with that great multitude that are in heaven. We want to be there. We pray that you keep us stirred straightly on course, and stirred as you only know how to do it, in the right direction, in Jesus' name.